I firmly believe that which we go through is for naught if we don't utilize what we have learned and utilize those life lessons to help shorten somebody else's learning curve. So if we can take the opportunity to do the hard thing to grow, it will create an impact. But that impact is not going to be realized unless we tell our stories.
Hey friends, frenemies, acquaintances, and haters, you too. Welcome to the Rebel Maker Podcast, where I, Marty Stotler, the Rebel Queen, your resident publishing maven, and serial entrepreneur, encourages rebellious behavior and rebellious action in women all across the globe. If you believe like I do, then you're in the right place. One, books change lives. Women totally run the world. Collectively, we have all of the answers. And on a scale from one to you just read my damn mail, not chasing that burning desire deep inside you is equivalent to a warm beer on a hot day. This podcast is a rallying call for high-performing women like you with big vision and a bigger will to lock arms and source all the tools we need to succeed for ourselves, for each other, and for the world at large. So cheers, friend. Here's to shortening the learning curve and chasing down those dreams like our livelihood depends on it, because it kind of does.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the next episode of the Rebel Maker Podcast, where today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about something that an author who is writing a story that includes another individual, or at any point in their book, they are writing about another individual, they come to me and they ask questions. Okay. So let's just say you're writing your story and you're telling the story about, I don't know, you're riding your bike when you were a kid and so-and-so was there and so-and-so was a real bitch and you ended up getting into a fight and you whooped so-and-so's ass. Now, listen, this is a terrible example, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. So you're writing a story and part of your story is going to be including somebody else. And you're like, oh, I don't know actually if I can write about that. I have people who I have talked to, they're like, one day I'll tell my story, but I can't, and I can't do it now. And maybe I'll never be able to do it because part of my story includes another individual. And for whatever reason, they have been afraid about talking about somebody else because A, someone might get hurt, or B, maybe it's not their story to tell, or they're concerned about being sued, defamation of character. So listen, here's the deal. If you are writing about somebody and you are concerned about defamation of character, the antidote to that is truth. If you are speaking truth, it is not defamation of character. So there's that. Just make sure you're being truthful. There's a caveat to that, because there's another law that you should be taking into consideration when writing a story and including somebody else. So you have defamation of character, and we are very familiar with that. But on the flip side of that coin, you also have what's called right to publicity. And every state is different. So I'm just going to caveat this with, A, I am not a lawyer. If you need to consult a lawyer who is familiar in the publishing industry, call my guy. And literally you can find him, Matt the Lawyer, on Google, Matt the Lawyer, Matt Johnson. Anyways, I am not a lawyer. You should always, always, always consult your lawyer if there seems to be an issue. So anyways, every state has different rules in how they address right to publicity. Here's the deal. Publicity says that I, Marty, have the right to say how my name, likeness, and image is portrayed publicly. Okay. Let's just say you are writing about me and you are making money off the sales of your book and you are discussing and referring to me. It could be positive, it could be negative. And listen, you don't even need to say, hey, I'm talking about Marty Stotler, the Rebel Queen, the hostess of the Rebel Maker. You don't have to say those things. You can change all of the details, but if there is still enough detail that I can read what you are writing and I'm like, wait a second, these people are talking about me, I totally have a basis to contact my lawyer and say, hey, does this fall under right to publicity? And are they legally allowed to do this? Changing just enough details. That also goes with defamation of character. You can change the details, but you have to change enough details that person doesn't say, oh, hey, I think they're talking about me. And that actually didn't happen. So listen, yes, truth. Truth is the antidote to defamation of character, but you also have to be able to prove that it's truth. Okay, so one of the biggest defamation of character lawsuits that I recall was, did you see the film American Sniper? Based off the book, which I think it was an autobiography, I think his name was Kyle Christopher, was a sniper, did 4 tours. Anyway, so he wrote this book. Subsequently, a movie was made. And in this book, which I don't even remember at this point if it made it to the movie or not. But anyways, in this book, he talks about being in a bar, getting into a bar fight, right? He changed information, but supposedly he was talking about Jesse Ventura, who was, I think, a governor in one of the states. Anyways, so Jesse Ventura is like, hey, dude's talking about me and he's full of shit. I don't remember the exact details of this, but he ends up suing the estate of Kyle Christopher. So Kyle Christopher ended up passing away. Jesse Ventura sued the estate. I think originally he had one. I think the widow of Kyle Christopher ended up appealing it. And I think it ended up going away from some legal loophole. All of this to say, I don't care if it's defamation of character. I don't care if it's right to publicity. A, just make sure you're covering your ass. Consult with your lawyer. Make sure you're changing enough details that someone can't look at it and try to fit the puzzle pieces together to say, oh yeah, this person's talking about me. This is not to say that you shouldn't write your story. You absolutely should write your story. Absolutely, absolutely. If you are writing about somebody and you are friends with this person, or at least know this person well enough, there's a few things that you should do to make sure that they're on the same page with what you're doing and they're okay with what you're doing and they don't expect compensation for what you're doing. So here's what I tell my authors. A really great way around this is to say, hey, Marty, I'm working on a book. This is the story that I want to include, which includes you. I am going to be changing some details in this. So you're going to stay anonymous, but I was wondering, would you like look it over and what do you think? Are you okay with this? Get their permission and also get them to sign a contract that says they don't expect compensation from the sales of this book. That's super important because what you don't want to happen is you don't want this person to know you've gone gangbusters and you don't want this person to come back and say, you're making all this money. Talked about me in this book, you owe me money. No, friend, bullshit. If you get this stuff ahead of time, if you cover your ass ahead of time, then this isn't going to be the case. But also keep in mind that this is someone who is a supporting story in your story. I'm not saying go out and write about your next door neighbor who you've been friends with since high school and make the story about her and then asking her to read the story, approve it, agree to it, and agree that there's not going to be any compensation to her once you start making sales. That's not what I'm talking about at all. And I hope you understand it. This is not to say that you shouldn't write your story. I absolutely believe that you should write your story. I absolutely believe that you should include all of the details about somebody else. And I absolutely believe that you should not change any details until you are done with the first draft, maybe even done with the second draft before you go in and start changing details. Maybe you don't change it at all. Maybe we reach out to the editor and we say, hey, Miss Editor, I need you to change the details of this story so this person doesn't know that we're talking about them. Okay. There is another question that I get asked frequently. How much detail do I go into when I'm writing my stories? Listen, writing is very healing. It is a very healing process. It is also can be a very difficult process. Your body keeps the score, right? So when we are going through this story again, it can absolutely take us back to the time where that story has happened. Listen, I was just reading Facebook this morning and I got triggered by a story that I had told 12 years ago. True story. And I had to shut down my Facebook memories because it had taken me back to a place that I did not want to go in again. Now, at some point, I'm probably going to need to heal from that. But friends, today is not the day. Today is not the day for me to relive that. Today is not the day for me to process through that. Today is just not the day. So when you are writing, you absolutely might get pulled back into a place that you might not want to be in. One, have grace for yourself. If you are struggling with writing the story, stop writing the story. It might not be time. If while you are writing the story, go into as much detail as your head will allow you to go without being majorly triggered. Or maybe you're ready to be triggered and healed from this. I can't answer that for you. You can answer that for yourself. Some of those details is probably not necessary for the general public's consumption, right? It is not your job, unless you want to take a stab at it, to soften the edges of that story and to remove details. That's an editor's job. We will do that for you. And what that looks like, when you're having this conversation with me, with Heather, Heather's the editorial director with Rebel Queen. She's amazing. When you have this conversation with us, you're just going to want to say, hey, full disclosure, difficult part in here for me. And there's some things that I'd really like to make sure get softened up. And we'll have a conversation about that and we'll take care of that for you. One of the beautiful things about working with us is that every time we touch something with your book, you touch it. So we're not changing things. We're not adding things. We're not removing things without you seeing exactly what we have done and then agreeing with it. If it is something that you've not agreed with, then we'll just have a conversation. Usually just boils down to miscommunication and intent. Not a big deal. Also, when we are looking at books and we're reviewing books and we're editing books, we are also cognizant defamation of character and right to publicity. If there is anything that is in this book, in your book, that would cause us to take pause, two things are going to happen. We're going to have a conversation with you. We're also going to have a conversation with our lawyer. We've run into this a couple of times. It's not that big of a deal, but we just want to make sure that everybody's asses are covered. Yours is covered. Ours is covered. So all I'm saying at the end of the day is you just have to be aware. You just have to be aware of right to publicity. You just have to be aware of defamation of character. You just have to be aware when you're writing your book and you're writing out details. If you can go there and you can write details, do that. Don't feel that you need to filter yourself or edit yourself during this process because we'll take care of that for you. And listen, our constraints, our challenges, our obstacles, those things that are hard for us become our opportunities, not just for growth, but also for impact. I firmly believe, firmly, if you didn't catch that the first three times, I firmly believe that which we go through is for naught if we don't utilize what we have learned and utilize those life lessons to help shorten somebody else's learning curve. So listen, if we can take the opportunity to do the hard thing to grow, it will create an impact. But that impact is not going to be realized unless we tell our stories. So listen, friends, I'm going to leave us with that today. A little bit of a shorter episode, I believe. It's totally fine. In the meantime, if you guys have any questions, if you guys have any comments, questions, problems, concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. You can book a call with me on my website at rebelqueen.co. You can shoot me an email, Marti, M-A-R-T-I, at rebelqueen.co. Stay tuned for our writers group that's going to be coming up. And listen, I offer coaching and consulting for getting your book written, for publishing your book. And if you find that I'm the right fit for you, book a call. Information is free. The call is free. You're going to walk away with all of your questions answered, a clear list of what needs to happen next so you can get rocking and rolling. If you have found value in this, please go to Apple Podcasts and review me. It helps other listeners find the best podcast for them. All right, guys, have a great day. Friend, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Rebel Maker, where I not only support, but also encourage rebellious behavior, rebellious action, and doing the thing that no one thought you could do. Hell yes to you. If you're digging what you're hearing, finding inspiration, and actionable items for your next step, then please do all the things. Subscribe, share me with your besties, and send me a message. I'd love to chat. Cheers to your success.